The next Gemara that we're up to on Daf Ches on the base is a special topic in Hilchos Shtoris. Daf Ches on the base in the middle of the Yomud, yeah. Mr. Cohen tells me that he has yard sign. The next Gemara that we're up to on Daf Ches on the base is a special topic in Hilchos Shtoris. Ches on the base in the middle of the Yomud, yeah. Mr. Cohen tells me that he has yard site tomorrow night for his mother, so we'll dedicate the shir in her memory, Sora Bas Rav Yitzchak Meir. So we started the Gemara last week. I started by giving an introduction based on Rav Soloveitchik's shiurim. Maybe we should first learn the Gemara, then you'll understand why I gave that introduction. Let's see again. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Brice, Eved Shehevi Gito, and Eved Knaini is walking around with a shtar shichur, and he claims that the Yadon gave it to him. And it says in the shtar shichur a double ocean. The cost of boy state in the shtar. Normally, when you give a shtar shichur to an eved, you say Hari Ata Ben Chayrin. You write. You have to write it in the text. The shtar has to have a nusach. Has to say Hari Ata Ben Chayrin. Then you have to say Ba'al Peh Hari Ata Ben Chayrin. Hari Ata Liatzma. So if it says Hari Ata Ben Chayrin, is avada good. What if that's one kind of shtar, the shtar shichur. What if you're not an eved? You're not my eved knan. You're a free person, and I write you a document. I want to transfer the ownership of all of my property to you. I want to give everything. All right, Hari Kol Mechosh, that's Nuri Mechob Matona, or B'Mechira, that's a Nusach of Ishtar, Matona, Mechira, I give you everything. What if I want to give everything to my Yevet Knaini? So if I give him everything but himself, there's nothing. That's like giving from my right hand to my left hand, called Kol Mashikon, Yevet Kona Rabbi. That's a Din Daraisa. Mashikon, Tishikon, Baila, that's only a Din Medirabbana. The Kol Mashikon, Yevet Kona Rabbi, that's a real Din Daraisa. Yad Yevet Kiyad Rabbi. He cannot be kind. If you give the Eved Ishtar Shichur, so the Gemara asked that question also, how can you give an Eved? I have an Eved Knaini. Yes, I give the Eved Knaini Ishtar Shichur, it's like putting the Ishtar Shichur from my right hand to my left hand. Rabbi. So the Gemara later in Gittin says, Gita the Yad Abayin Kiev. That's the Chiddush, that's the Gzeres HaKosef, that it works. If it's a Ishtar Shichur that I'm giving him, so it works. So what if I want to give my Eved Knaini his freedom? I want to give him a shtar shichur. Plus, I want to give him everything that I possess in matana. Good. So I can write it in one of two ways. Yeah, I can either write Hare Atzmech on a chosa knuim lecha b'matana. So then the Gemara says that's considered two separate shtaris. Even though it's all written in one document and it only has two chasimas on the bottom, al pidin it's considered two separate shtaris because you have two different lashonis. Hare Atzmech on a chosa knuim lecha b'matana. So the Atzmech is a shtar shichur. And the Nechosa is the Shtar Matana. I'm giving everything Matana. What if I write it in one Nusach? Kol Nechosa Knuim Lecha B'Matana. And I didn't write Hari Atzmech. I didn't write a separate Nusach that goes on a Shichur. I just write Kol Nechosa Nesunim Lecha B'Matana. Knuim Lecha B'Matana.
He's part of the Nechosim.
So he's one of the Nechosim. So is that legitimate or not? Hari Kol Nechosa Nesunim Lecha B'Matana. Normally, is a lashon for haknoe, to a free man, to two free people, I give you ownership of everything. But here you want that the shtar should serve as a shtar shichur. Is that an acceptable nusach to serve as a shtar shichur? So that's a chiddush that the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Peye, of all places a Mishnah in Peye. You want to learn Hilchos Shichur Eved Knaini, you have to learn Mishnah in Peye. And Gitna doesn't say, but lucky the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Peye. Here the second line from the bottom, this nan, right in the bottom of the daft, this nan. Akaisa kol nechasa leyavdo yotza ben chorin. That's what he writes. Kol nechasa nusunim lecha b'matana. So that's a chiddush that the Mishnah is saying. Even though I didn't really write a nusach of ishtar shichur, and one could perhaps dingzach and say that's not an acceptable nusach. Kol nechasa nusunim lecha b'matana. Knuim lecha. It sounds like a loshen haknoa. Who says that that's acceptable for a Loshen Shichrur? So that's the Chiddush in Mishnah, that it is acceptable. So let's start again from the beginning. Let's start again from the beginning of the Masechta. So let's go again, yeah. If the Isha, let's say an Isha, yeah, the next mission is later, no? The next mission is on Daf Tet. Okay. There are a lot of details, yeah, there are a lot of details, but I don't recall that these details appear. An Eved, I don't recall. There are a couple of details there about Avodim, which is with Shiur, with Metalfalim, with Karka. Yeah, Taisus quotes part of it, yeah. But it's not really this. This is a different topic. So on the first daf, on the bottom Taisus, we didn't learn it. When we spent a lot of time on Daf Beis Amidah, we didn't learn every Taisus. So on the bottom Taisus, they point out like this. Let's look in the Mishnah, because the Gemara is going to discuss the Mishnah again anyway. Take a look on Beis Aman Aleph, the last three lines in the Mishnah. Hamevi get Beretz Yisrael, the Shliach Lo'elocha comes and he wants to deliver a get that was written in Tel Aviv, whatever, and now he wants to deliver in Yerushalayim. So it says in the Mishnah, there's no need for Befanei Nechta because they all became Lishma, and people are traveling back and forth from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, Edom and Tzurim Lekaimer, there's no problem, so there's no need for Befanei Nechta. However, if there's going to be a complaint later that the get is mezuyah, so then you're going to have to have iskaim b'chaisama. Then you're going to have kiyum hachasimus. What do you mean im yesh ol avayrim? What does that mean? So the Gemara discusses that on the next daf. Maybe we'll learn that first. Irakama, right before Antesim and Alf. Irakama, how many people? Miesh Olav Oririm is a plural. Sounds like a few people. What does it mean? How many people are complaining? Irur means someone has a taina, their ma'irur, that the get is mezuyif, that it's not authentic. So the Gemara wants to know, Irakama, how many people are complaining? Ilema, if you should say, Irachad, that one Eid Echad comes and he claims that the get is mezuyif. So the Gemara says, it cannot be that that's what it means. The Hamar Rabbi Yechanan said in Gemara Ksubis in a different place, Divrei HaKol, that all the Tanoim agreed, there's a machlokes HaTanoim, and it's unclear what they're fighting about. So Rabbi Yechanan says, but this is not the Nekudas HaMachlokes. Everybody's masking any Rapachas Mishnayim. Whenever a Mishnah or a Braisa uses a Lashon Irur, that verb, it means you have a minimum of two. If you only have an Eid Echad, it says that the get is Mezuyev. So Rabbi Yechanan says, it's not even a latest HaSofik. The get is 100% kosher. You don't even need Yiskayim B'chaisama. So what does it mean? Elo, what be Elo, Eritrei. So it means that there are two Eidim who come and testify that the get is Mezuyev and the woman is not allowed to remarry. So then what does it say in the Mishnah Yiskayim B'chaisama? So get two witnesses who will testify that it is authentic. So what good is that for today? Two witnesses said that it's Mezuyev and now two witnesses come and say to the best of their knowledge it's not Mezuyev. So it's two against two. So how does that solve the problem? How is she allowed to remarry? Reg the Gemara is a trade train, you know. So Leipzig trade train. My chos is the Tamcha Sahani. Why do you see fit to rely on the second witnesses? Shmoy Chahani, rely on the first two. Accept the testimony of the first two witnesses who said that it is Mezuyev. So the woman, how do you say Iskai Mechasam if the woman can remarry? Based on the get, it's two against two whether the get is good. Zog the Gemara, Ela Ira de Baal. When do you have a din that Ein Ira Pachas Mishnaim that if Eid Echad is Ma'arer, and he says that the get is mezuyah, you ignore it. If Eid Echad says you ignore it, that's what someone else says. But if the Echad, who's being ma'arer and says that it's no good, that's the husband. That's the husband comes and he says, I never authorized the writing of the get that it's mezuyah. So then it does possible. When the Baal, when the husband himself comes, and he says that I never authorized the writing of the get, so then the get is possible.
The Mishnah.
It's Taka Lavdavke. It says, Yesh Olav Orerim. It's like not meduyek. It doesn't mean two orerim. In
this is
a
yeah. This is if you have to say maybe God, maybe you have to say for an after. What about an Eretz Yisrael where you don't have to say?
This goes in Eretz Yisrael again. This goes in Eretz Yisrael. Let's go again. How maybe get the Eretz Yisrael? Ain't so shem for an after. So the woman walks around with the shliach has to get. The woman walks to get. You don't have to be mekayim the chasimus. You assume it's okay the way it is.
So isn't that already a chokho that it's good?
There's no hachocha, but no, you're not ma'ir or anything. Minat Torah, the din is that whoever, I have a shtar that says you owe me $5 billion. Yeah. So I mean, our Torah, Beis Din will force you to pay the money.
Yeah,
you can scream from today till next year that it's mezuyah, they won't listen. But the Rabbanon, they made a takana because they saw that more and more people are forging shtaris. So they made a takana the Rabbanon that if you scream mezuyah, so I cannot collect with the shtar until I make kiyum. Kiyum ashtar. But the whole institution of kiyum shtaris is only with the Rabbanon, it's not minatari.
Once he's mekayim,
there is a hempik on the shtar.
What? Hempik means a kiyum. Hempik means that there's the road. That is a kiyum. Yeah, hempik means a kiyum.
So once he has a kiyum.
Yeah.
But before it wasn't here where the shtar was good, or the get was good.
The get by the isha.
But the isha was good.
Right.
And now he has a kiyum size with what they believed before. Why isn't it stronger than two eighths? Why are they stronger than the mizuyif than the yira? Why?
Slowly, I didn't get it.
You have a get.
In Eretz Yisrael. So you don't need b'fanei nechta. But
that's two strange people.
So if an Eidechot comes and he tainis a functor and he says that I know the get is mezuyah, you ignore the Eidechot, it's not even a latest
hasafik.
If two Eidim come and they say it's a latest hasafik and there's no way to resolve it, there's no way to make their get kosher, even if you get another two Eidim and say, fuck it, it'll be trade. Unless you'll be mazim the first two Eidim. Unless you'll be mazim.
But now he says,
anything less than hazomah, you won't be able to get rid of the psul on the get.
Now he gets two to Mekayim.
The Gemara wants to know where do you have a hechetimtze, where you have a latest hasafik on the get, and then you can solve it by bringing two eidim. The Gemara says only the husband. If the husband comes and he says mezuyah, so then it's a latest hasafik on the get.
Why would be trade?
If two witnesses came originally, the woman has the get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanei nechta. But two witnesses come and they testify, we know that it's mezuyah. We know that it's a forgery. Her boyfriend wrote this get. The husband didn't write the get. So two witnesses say it's mezuyah. So see, she's now about to remarry with the get. So what is it going to help? Another two witnesses are going to come and say, we remember signing the get. So we know that we recognize the handwritings. It's not mezuyah. But the first two witnesses says they know for a fact that it is mezuyah. So it's two against two. So trade.
One bottle the other one.
These do.
They so can't. Now you put the get back to the original thing.
It's two against two. Whether it's mezuyah, it's a suffix. A suffix mezuyah. Before anybody came, there wasn't even a suffix. We leave it on a din deraisa. The din deraisa is that when a person has a shtar, you don't check for the shtar. You assume the shtar is good. And I get Beretz Yisrael, they never changed the din deraisa. They left it on a din deraisa. But if two Eidim come and they say mezuyah, so take doch nicht. It's not only a latest hasafik, it's no good. Then another two Eidim come and say that it's not mezuyah, so it's two against two. So you can't move.
What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the machlokes?
No, Rabbi Yochanan said whenever it says irur, it cannot mean eid echod. So now Mishnah is also correct. Irur of eid echod is nothing. Whenever it says Ira, it has to mean something better than Ira. Either Ira of Shnayim or sometimes Ira of the Baal.
Shnayim is my closest. Yes.
If it would have been Shnayim, it wouldn't fit in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon is really in another place. Rabbi Yechon is talking a different case. In our Mishnah, he means that Eid Echad is not acceptable. Eid Echad doesn't make an Ira. Eid Echad is not an Ira.
How far do you believe the Baal? I mean, she's married now, she has two kids, and all of a sudden the Baal walks off the ship and he says, I never authorized the get.
Oh, that's a shayla. That's a big shayla. When in Eretz Yisrael, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, the shliach came and he gave a get and the woman remarried. No one ever said before and after. She's married, she has children already now. Then the husband shows up 20 years later by the chasana, the name of whatever, and he says it's mezuyah. He says mezuyah, he never gave the get. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that the husband can passel a get. Is that din that the husband passels a get? Is that a din that raisa? Or is that only a chumrim and the rabbonim? In our Torah we know that the din is that you cannot tie him as even if I have a shtar that says you owe me a fortune of money, you have to pay. The bezin's not going to believe you when you tie him as a. So the pashtus in the Mishnah is that this whole institution is only a chumrim and the rabbonim. That if the Baal comes and he tainis mezuyah, it's only a chumrim midrabbanan that it's considered a latest hasafik whether the get is good. The pashtus, even if she's married, she has children still, the pashtus is that the Baal is believed midrabbanan. The Rambam, when he quotes this Mishnah, where is it? Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. When the Rambam quotes this Mishnah, the Rambam writes that if the Baal comes, the husband comes and he says mezuyah, so ain't no get. It's not a get at all. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchas Gittin, the Rambam writes, whenever I use the term Eino Get, it means that it's a psul deraisa. Whenever I get Harizah Get Pasul, then it's only a psul derabbanan. with an afkamina lalocha. If it's ain't no get, absolutely a psul deraisa, and she goes and she remarries, is a flat mamza menateri. If it's only a get pasul, so it's only a psul derabonos menateri. She's nishkaneshes ish. So she'll go and remarry. The children will only be mamzer mid derabonos. They won't be mamzer menateri. With nafkamina, a mamzer who's only a mamzer mid derabonos is not permitted to marry one who's a mamzer menateri. The one who's a mamzer mid derabonos menateri is a kosher. So menateri is not allowed to marry the other one who's a mamzer is menateri. So the Rambam writes, when he quotes this Mishnah, he writes that if the Baal comes in his Ma'arer and he says the get is mezuyah, if I never authorized the writing of the get, ain't no get. It's a psul deraisa. So the Magid Mishnah points out the Rambam. How does he know? He says, and the Magid Mishnah writes, and there were those who disagree with the Rambam and they hold that it's only a psul derabbanan. That's the Pashtus. This is a famous Shverer Rambam. The Rambam only writes it by get. He never writes, let's say I have a shtar that says that you owe me $1,000,000 and you scream mezuyah. So that the Rambam never writes it, that's Minat Torah, that you have Nemonis Minat Torah to cancel the stuff. Only by a get. What's Fadina does? Only by a get.
Huh? It involves Isur.
Yeah, but where do you have any mocker at all that the husband should have more of an Nemonis just because he authorized the writing of the get? I have a shtar that says you owe me money. You ought to authorize the writing of that shtar. The shtar always has to be authorized by the one against whom it's written. So the loiver has to authorize the writing in the shtar that says that he owes me money, that he borrowed $1,000,000, and the husband has to authorize the writing in the get that says that he gave his wife for her freedom, that she's not married to him anymore. So manishtana, why does the Rambam write special din only in Hilchos Gittin that the Baal has no manis matter? A famous Shverer Rambam. Okay, we don't understand. The pashtus is that it's only with the Rabbanan.
She says, I am a gurish, that means
Bifnei Baila. Yeah, that means a ruba de leisa kamon. Chazaka means the umdana is that a woman would never have such azas panim to say in the presence of a husband in years ago. different society. The woman would call for tarak. So if she says Bifnei Baila in the presence of a husband, Gerashtani, so she's nemenis, not really nemenis, it's an umdana, it's a ruba de leisa kamon. She would never have such chutzpah to say such a thing unless it's true.
Why does he have the right to challenge the get?
Yeah. That's what the Rabbanan. It's a pellet.
So the Pashtus says that it's only a chumra mid Rabbanan, that the Baal who is ma'arer and he says that he never authorized the writing in the get, that he can possibly get. Pashtus is only a chumra mid Rabbanan. And it's a shver Rambam that the Rambam holds that it's a dim in a
third. It was different. It was bound up with evil and people ran around traveling to different countries. And therefore, we wanted to discourage getting because one is here, and we could not keep control. So maybe much harder to get a proper get because we don't know. Maybe if the get is good, and somebody can come back to me afterwards. Especially because it was a lot of evil people traveling from Spain to Morocco, Morocco here, there. How could he get changed? So he didn't want to discourage people from giving get.
Therefore,
it made it more difficult. Even if you get a get, you don't know somebody comes to help with it.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. There must be some historical explanation. Okay. There must be a historical explanation why they introduced all of these things. We mistakenly thought that it was. And now we realize that we made a mistake all along. We believe him. We believe the husband. According to the Rambam, we believe the husband in the Torah. And according to the other Rishonim, we only believe the husband in the Rabbanan. But the children will be either Mamzer in the Torah, Mamzer in the Rabbanan.
Why do we assume that I get reason in the Torah?
No, that's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that. When I use this term, technical term, when I use the term Eino Get, it means that it's no good in the Torah. When I use the term Hareze Get Pasul, Get Batel, Eino Get means that it's no good in the Torah. And Get Pasul, he writes a technical term, that's what he means by that expression. So on this Mishnah, on this last three lines on the Mishnah, Beis Amin Aleph, the bottom Tosis says like this. Take a look in the bottom Tosis. What does it mean if the husband comes and he tainis, I never authorized the writing in the get, so then it's no good, the husband is bagloit, and you have to make a kiyum ashtar. Avozak Tosis calls man deloy, osi bal ma'arer, but if the husband doesn't show up and he doesn't tumul, the shliach, lohilocha, brings the get in Eretz Yisrael, so Nisa, she's permitted to remarry al pi aget, based on the get, but leitanin and mizuyev. You don't advance a taina. You don't advance. What do you mean taninan? Taninan is a klal in dina momenis. Taninan is a klal. Where do you have? The place is going to show. Avu b'momen, the next line. Avu b'momen taninan mizuyev l'nifra shalai b'fonim. I come, you're away on vacation in Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the summer. So I come to your house, and I get the police or whatever, and I have a shtar that says that you sold me the house, and I want to break in the house and take over. So if you would be here in the house, I ring the bell and I say, you sold me the house, you say, what do you mean, Mizuyev? I never authorized the writing of that shtar. I never gave you the house for my daughter. But you're not here, so if you're not here, so there's no one to tie in Mizuyev, so I'll just walk in. So let's say the loiva died, a man dies, in the middle of Shiva, a million people come to me, Menachmol, everyone's going to forge a document and come to the Yisrael and say, here, your father borrowed money and here's the shtar. So if the father's here, the father looks at the shtar and says, what are you crazy, it's not Mizuyev. I never authorized the writing of the shtar. The father died, so everyone will come and shtar, so the children don't know what to say Mizuyev. They don't know if it's true or not. What are they going to say? Maybe it's Mizuyev. Maybe it's Mizuyev doesn't mean anything. You have to say, Vaday Mizuyev. So the Yisrael don't know what to say. So the Taisa says, the thing is, if somebody comes to collect, I come to take away your house when you're not here. I come to take away the karka when the leiva died already. I say the father borrowed money and now I come to collect. So whenever I'm a nifra, shalei b'fanam, whenever I come to collect, nifra means piron. Either piron achayva to take away the karka that I claim that he sold me. So even though nobody's screaming mezuyev, but Bezin will advance the taina, tainina mezuyev. Why tainina? So that's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, based on the pasuk in Mishlei, psach picha le'ile. Whenever I come to a baldin who's never harachmanis, he doesn't know what to say. Come to the Yisaimim. They don't know what to say. Or I come shalei b'fonov. The balabas is not here. I want to foreclose. I want to take the house because I say he owes me money or something. So whenever it's harachmanis, the other baldin, the other party, is a la bar taina. He doesn't know what to say. So Bezin advances the taina on his behalf. So Taisa says that's the difference between a get as opposed to Dini Mominis. And Dini Mominis, there's a halacha of Mugza, Kamaitz Mechayel of Haraye, and there's a din of Tainina, that Bezin will advance a Taina on behalf of the Baal Din, on the behalf of the Baal Mamin, who is not around to advance the Taina for himself. If he's Sayyidim or for Lukuchas, let's say. Mashenin came by a get, Taisus explains, by a get, they never, by a get Isha, if the husband comes and he says, Mizuyev, then we believe the husband, Midirabbanon, Pashup Shat, and according to the Rambam, we even believe him in Atera. But if the husband is not around, we don't know where the husband's not around. The Bezdim will not advance a Taina, Tainina. We don't say Tainina Mizuyev on behalf of the husband who's not here. Why not? The Taisus writes, V'lei Tainina Mizuyev, the Mishum Iguna, Akila Berabbanon. That's what Taisus writes on the first line. Manishtana mamin, avo b'mamin, tainina mizuyev, but over here mishum migun akil brabo. And that's what Tosis writes. Rav Belvala Soloveitchik in a sefer on the Rambam quotes from the Ran on the Rif, on this, on the beginning of the Masechta, where the Ran has a slightly different lashon from Tosis, not mishum migun akil brabo, he says a little differently. The only time it makes sense to say taininon, that doesn't psach picha le'ilim, the only time it makes sense to say that we advance a tain on behalf of the other person, if the other person is a muchzak on mamin. If the other person is a muchzik on the moment, let's say, hanifra shalai b'fono. I want to collect the chai from the yisayimim or from the lakuchas who bought the karka from the leiva, or I want to take away the house when the man is not around. The balabas is not here and I want to take away the house. I claim that he gave it to be matana. So the other fellow is a hamuchzik. The yisayimim, the lakuchas, the balabayas, he's a muchzik on his moment. So since he's a muchzik on the moment, that's where you have a din of tanina sach pichalila. But what a husband is a muchzik on his wife, a husband owns his wife, that if the wife, one fine day the wife is walking around the street with a get, then she's going to remarry. So Bezin should get involved and say, maybe she's cheating on her husband, maybe really she still is married, maybe it's a forgery, and we should say taininon. What do you mean taininon? Mm-hmm. Taininon is on behalf of a muchzik. The husband doesn't own his wife. It's a shayla fenisa v'heter. Is she over on lysinov? Is she not over on lysinov? So we don't have to advance tainis. We don't have to advance tainus on behalf of the husband. She's not being mafsed anything to the husband. It's an issue of isa v'heter. That's how the Ran explains it. He doesn't say mishum igun akila b'abon. It says the only time you say taininon is in a case of mominus, the same as taisus, but a slightly different husband. Case of mominus on behalf of the muchzuk, to support the muchzuk. But if it's not a case of mominus, it's isa v'heter, you're not supporting any muchzuk, then you don't say taininon. So with that notion, the Gemara goes further here on chesam and beis.
If she's
Mizane, she's going to be Asur al Bailo. So he'll never be able to get it back. But still, it's Isa Vehetta. It's Isa Vehetta. He's not really Muslim on the Dinamon.
But he also loses.
He may be losing his wife. maybe losing his wife. It's more serious. It's more serious than Mammon. But on the other hand, it's not Mammon. And Mammon, even if it's only a nickel, will say Tainin on behalf of the Muchzak to support the Muchzak. Here, a husband is not really Muchzak on his wife. Muchzak, it's Becheskash that they're married. They're married. Yeah, they're married. They're married, and if she is Mezana, then she's going to be Asur. But you can't really call it Hamaytza Machaber all of her right. In that sense, it's not called the Muchzak. See, that's what the Ran says. You don't say Tainina. What about? I mean, if she wants to collect the ksuba based on the get, Nistama, we will say Tainina. We will not let her collect. We will not let her collect the ksuba. That's already mominous, right. We will not let her collect the ksuba even though she has the get. Even though she has the get. That's right. The get is good only when a get to Issa Veheta that she can remarry. But the get is not good when a get to Dina Mominus. When it comes to taking away the ksuba money, so we will say Tainina. Let's say just a mashal ma'adava daima. A woman is in aguna, the husband is missing, we don't know whether he's alive or dead. And then an Eirechot comes and he says, Meiz Baila. So the Gemara says, in Yibam, the Kulam of the Rabban, an Eirechot is believed to say Meiz Baila. So the Eirechot is believed to say Meiz Baila, so the woman is permitted to remarry. And what if he has a big Yerusha, he has a big factory and he has a lot of money in the bank? So you believe the Eirechot to give over all the money to the children? So the Mishnah says in Yibam, no. When it comes to the whole Nemanus of Eirechot is only Mishum Migun, Akila Berabbanan. It's a rachmanis on the woman. We don't want it to remain in Aguna. But when you get to collecting the... When you get lahorid habarim lanachlo, that's not. For that you need two kosher eidim.
So you have a time in Shum Aguna. Why does Ron have to say it at different times?
No, that and there the Gemara said Mishum Miguna. That's a difference.
That really applies.
No, there Mikra Din De Raisa, you need two aidim to say that the husband is there. Because it's Mamish Adavish of Yerba. So the Gemara said Mishum Miguna, Kilbarabona, they decided they wanted to make a one. Here Minat Mikra Din De Raisa.
You don't need anything.
You don't need anything. Mikra Din De Raisa, the shtar is good the way it is. The whole Tainus Mizuya Papi Pashta is only with the Rabbana. Not like the Rambam. Even if the husband shows up and he says, Nezuyev, Alfi Pashtas, they wouldn't believe him in Ataris on the Rabbanah. So what are you going to say? We always say Tainina, but over here it's Isavata, so you don't say Tainina. That's how they write. You don't have to say Mishum Miguna. The Pashtas in the Gemara is that it's not based on Mishum Miguna. This Gemara sounds like the Rana Chesam based. Because the Gemara says that not only is that true by Get Isha, the woman has a Get Viyada. In Eretz Yisrael, let's say, Chutz Laretz, maybe get... Or let's say, even a Chutz Laretz. Let's say, Chutz Laretz, not that the Shliach Lohilocha brings a get to the Isha. The Baal gives a get to the Isha himself. Yeah. And Isha is holding on to the get. She has the get in her hand.
Like
so there's no need for Befana Nechta, Befana Nechtam. So let's say the woman is walking around, and everybody knows she was married, and she's going out on date, she wants to remarry. So somebody asks, are you talking, you're an Ashes Ish? So she produces the get, she's not an Ashes Ish. So will Bezin advance a Taina, maybe the get is Mizuyah? She says, no, my husband gave me the get directly. There's no need for Befana Nechtam. If the husband gave the get in person directly. Only when there's a even a chutzlos, you don't need Befana Nechtam whenever the husband gives it directly. So the Isha is Nemenes, based on the get, she's Nemenes to remarry. Maybe it's not true. Why don't we say Tainina? So that's what the Rishonim say. You see, from the Mishnah, that's what the Tesis on the Mishnah, based on Manal said. You don't say Tainina Mizuyev. So the Gemara is Muchach here on Chesam Beis. Not only do you not say Tainina Mizuyev by Get, you don't say Tainina Mizuyev by Shtar Shichur Evik Nani either. Let's say the Evik Nani has a Shtar Shichur that says that he's free. And we know for years and years this Evik was working in this house, he was an Evik Nani in this family. And now he's packing up his bags and he's moving away. And let's say the Odon is away on vacation in Eretz Yisrael. And the Eved is packing up and he's moving. The people in the neighborhood say, where are you going? Are you the Chaneved? He produces a Shtashich. He says, the Odon freed me before he went away to Eretz Yisrael on vacation, and I'm leaving. So would you say Taininon? He's leaving. He's leaving Shalai Befonov. The Baal is not here. So this Tachdini Mominus. He's walking off with himself. That's worth thousands of dollars. He's walking off with his own self, leaving the Odon's Rishus, and he's going to travel away to California. And the Odon is never going to get him back. So it's Muchach from the Gemara that you don't say Taininon there either. You don't say Taininon over there. So Taisa said on the Mishnah that the reason why there's no Taininon, Mishum Miguna, Kila Berabonon. Aguna. How are you going to explain by the Abitnaim?
It's a hekesh.
So the Pashtus says you have to say, yeah, like the Ran a little bit, that the main aspect of the Shtashich is really the Kinyan Issa. You're dealing with Kinyan Mamon also, but since you're also dealing with Kinyan Issa, so you're not going to say Taninan on the Kinyan Issa, so you're not going to say on the Kinyan Mamon either.
If the Balabais die, and the Yashin come, and then they have to say Taninan, even in the name of the...
Also not. Let's say the Adon dies, and the din is that the Yevit goes Birusha, and then the Yevit produces a star that says that the Adon freed him last month.
And they not Taininan for the
Yashin? You won't say Taininan. It would appear that not. The only time you sign it, Taininan. The only time you advance a Taininan. Shaloi Befon of, like when you're taking away from the Yashin, is when it's Mamanin. But when it's Issa the Heta, like either a Get or a Shtashichur, even though a Shtashichur is both Mamanin and Issa the Heta, but we treat it like Issa the Heta, and we don't advance Tainina. We don't advance
anything. The same Hekesh from the Lola Mishra.
Yeah. That's how it would appear from the Gemara. By Get Isha, no one is Muxak. Muxak is only a concept in Mamanis. By Evet Knaini, he is a Muxak on the Kinyan Maman. But since they're dealing with the Kinyan Maman and the Kinyan Issa, apparently, and the Kinyan Issa, that's already Issa the Heta, so there, we don't really, it doesn't make sense to say Taininan, so you don't even say Taininan on the Kinyan Maman either. You treat like Lola Meisha, you learn how to Xerishav, all the dinim get Shichrur is learned out from Get Isha, Chupsha La Nitan La is learned out of Xerishav, Kasav La Sebe Kishrus, Lola Meisha. So that's on the level of their Isa, that if Get Shichrur needs Ksiva Lishma, and you need Edis Lakim Adova, perhaps Adiyun and Achrenim, and Kligizach Magabikak is no good, all the Hilchas Gitten. I learned that, I carried, there's a whole discussion in Achrenim about this. How much of Hilchas Gittin do you carry over from Get Isha to Get Shichur? Ksiva Lishma for sure is carried over. What about all the other Dinim? Do you need Edis Lakim Adov as a Machlaikis, and whether Nisina is needed? If you would say Kligitach Magabikak by Ishtai Shichur, that's also a Machlaikis. But at least to learn out for Lishma on the level of their Isa. So here Rashi says you learn out Lo Lo Meisha, but again to this Din the Rabbanon also, that you don't say Taininan. Just like there's no Taininan by the Get Isha, so there's no Taininan by the Shtar Shichur either. So let's go back again. Tana Rabbanon, let's see again the Brice.
They were very advanced in every aspect, and how come verification of handwriting was never talked about? And
they have verification of handwriting.
I mean, this
Kiyam Shtar.
But
the Gemara says
they can verify.
So the Gemara says, you don't have to verify, it's not necessary. The one who produces a shtar wins based on the shtar. Unless the other party will prove that it's mezuyah. But if you don't prove that it's mezuyah, you don't say that the burden of proof is on the one who brings the shtar, that he should verify the signature.
No, I'm talking about the state of mezuyah is accepted. Those cases,
then you need the key of Machasimus. Then you verify the shtar. Then you have a lot of details in Shulchan Aruch. How do you compare it? How many other shtars you have to compare it to? What if there are contradictions? He sometimes signs his checks like this and sometimes like that. And how can you tell whether it's authentic? They have a lot about this. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch, they have a lot.
Shifra Nanus is also a Tanus again, Iguna.
No,
it doesn't make sense. Iguna. Iguna is only by Get Isha, but Zmuchach from the Gemara. That even by an Evet Knaini or Shivcha Knaini who produce a Shtar Shichrur, we don't advance a Taininan. We don't say that we don't let them go until they're going to prove, until they're going to make a Kiyam on the Shtar. So the Pashtus and the Gemara perhaps is the way the Ran said, that it's not only Mishum Iguna, Kila Berabonim, to leave it on a Din Darais. In these both areas of Issa Veheter, the Shtar Shichrur Evet Knaini is an Indian of Issa Veheter, although it has Mominus also, but it's mainly, the main aspect of the Shtar Shichrur is to cancel the Kinyan Issa. And by the Get Isha, by the both Get Isha and Get Shichur of Rabbi Knaini, the main Indian really is Issa Veheter. And Issa Veheter, what should I have to talk about Taninan? Taninan is only in Dinim Amunis, to support the Muchzuk in Dinim Amunis.
You said before Taninan, you do say by a Get, if it's look at the moment.
But again, you're collecting the Ksuba.
So now, why to get married? We learn everything from Get Isha for the staff. So here we say we don't say.
Does get away with money? A good cash? I don't know, it's a very good cash. I don't know. That's what the Gemara assumes. He's asking, by Shtar Shichur Evet Knaini, it always contains two aspects, the Kinyan Mamon with the Kinyan Issa are both being free.
Two separate things.
Right.
Suba is a separate thing, and this is in one thing.
The same thing has two parts. Okay, the stomach, that's the answer. Okay, but it's still, the cash is still a good cash. But you see from the Gemara that's the way they set up the rules. We're dealing with a din derabbanan here. If you're dealing with a din deraisa, then it's an eisen akasha, and none of the terutzim are going to. We're dealing with a din derabbanan because on the level of deraisa, there's no such thing as a tainus mezuyif al pi pashtus. Not leaving out that Rambam. Even if the husband tainus mezuyif, we don't believe him in our Torah. The whole union of tainus mezuyif is only with the rabbanan. So we're dealing with a din derabbanan. So this din with the rabbanan of tainus mezuyif. They never instituted that you should say Taininim, the Bezin should advance the Taina Mezuyah, even when the Baal is not here, the Yodin is not here. They never made that by Get Isha, not by Shtar Sheikh Rabbi Tanaim. These are basically in Yonim Abisa the head. So now the Gemara has two kinds. Let's go back again the case. Let's say the husband is missing for a long time, and Erechot comes and he says, Meiz Baila, I know the husband is dead. So the Mishnah says in Yevamos that Erechot is believed. Yishum Yiduna Kilababa, and Erechot is believed. But the Erechot is not believed. Benegeya lahorid habanim lenachlon. Why? Benegeya to din hamidus, you need to aid him. They only made a kulam in the rabbanon. Ashveridin. They only made a kulam in the rabbanon. Legabi heteragunus. That's all. So that's what's known in the yeshivas is palgina nemonim. The Erechot is believed. Benegeya to the heteragunus. Benegeya to yisur heter. And the Erechot, the exact same story, he says the husband is dead. Manashach, is he dead or is he alive? So Benegeya, the heter who isha lehinasi lashuk, the Erechot is believed. And Benegeya, lehoirin habanim lenachlo, the Erechot is not believed.
It should be the other way around.
So the Gemara says, Mishum Miguna, Kila Berabon. So that's called...
That's
a machloikis in the Mishnah. The Hillel and Beishamai. That's called Medrash Ksuba. And the Gemara says we pass like Beishamai there. Chazer B'Sillah has to do with Beishamai. That's a different thing. Even though the Erechot who says Meiz Baila is only believed, Benegete Heter Hoisha Lehinos Lashub. Benegeta is Veta, he's not Bagloit, Benegeta Dinim Amunis. He really should not be believed, Benegeta, that the wife should collect the Ksuba. Nonetheless, that's what we call Medrash Ksuba, what we darshan Ki'ilu. We darshan Psukim in Chumash, but we don't darshan a text of a Ksuba. So the Gemara calls this Medrash Ksuba, we darshan from the text of the Ksuba, which we don't use anymore. We use a different text of the Ksuba. We don't have this written in our Nusach HaKsuba. But in the days of the Tanoim, every Ksuba used to write, Lekeshetinasi Lacher, Titli Mashikosav Lichi. When you will have the right, when you will be permitted to remarry, you will collect the full amount. So since she's permitted to remarry, so normally she's enabled to collect. In other words, you don't need a birur on the ksuba. As long as you have a birur that she's permitted to remarry, so normally she collects. That's called medrash ksuba.
I don't know if part of it is.
Yeah.
Like you have two stagot and one part.
Yeah.
In the Nesuan.
Like you said, the Kinyan Mama with the Kinyan Issa. Like you said, the Kinyan Mama with the Kinyan Issa. The Eben goes together. So here also the Ksuba goes together with the Heter. So now the Gemara wants to know. We say, just like we say that Pagina Nemonis, if the Erechot comes and he says, Meiz Baila. So the Erechot is believed to allow the woman to remarry, but the Erechot is not, and he's also the male, he's believed in a get to the Ksuba, Medish Ksuba, that's considered one unit. But he's not believed, the Erechot, who says Meiz Baila is not believed, La Harid Habanim La Nachla. So what's over here? Anevet Kanaini, the Odon is away on vacation, Eretzo. We have no way of reaching him by telephone or telegraph. We don't know when he's going to come back, if he's ever going to come back. We don't know. All of a sudden, the Yevet, who was a faithful Yevet for many years, packing up everything in the house, he's taking all the silver, and he's moving out, taking everything, moving out. So the people in the neighborhood ask, "Are you talking? Are you stealing everything?" Pulls out a document. I give you the karak, I give you the metaltele maga karak, I give you everything, everything. Hakol bakol mikol, everything is yours. So do we let him get away with that? So the Gemara is Tanina. We can't let the Yevit clean out all the nechosim. So in the dini moment is to walk away with the karka and the metaltelim. We're going to say Tanina, the Yodon is not here. Maybe if the balabos will be here, he's going to scream mezuyif and he won't let you get away with it. So going to get the dini moment is we don't believe him. Going to get to his own freedom. Yeah. Then you don't shepherd. You say lo la miisha, just like when you get to the gate isha, you don't say Tanina. We allow.
Kol nechosim, he yotze, he gets everything.
If I give a shtar that says kol nechosav
gets everything,
so he is included, he goes free, and the nechosim go free.
That's
right.
What you said.
Right. So now the shaila is, but he can't prove whether it's let's say he can't prove that the chasimas are authentic. So the will the bezin. So the bezin says tanina. So benegayah to the nechasim, benegayah to the property, the dinim amin is bezin will say tanina. Benegayah to his own freedom, we'll treat it like yisav ehetah. We're going to ignore the dinim amin because it goes together, like you explained. So we're going to ignore the dinim amin. He's going to say there's no tanina on the shichra, whoever, like there's no tanina on the getisha. We let him get away with it. So the gemara has like this. There are two ways to. I have one shtar, and I want to do two things with this shtar. I want to set free the Eved Kenayim, and I want to give him all of my property. So the two ways he can write the shtar, I can write Atzmecho Nechosai Kenuyim L'cho B'matona, or I can write Kol Nechosai Kenuyim L'cho B'matona. If I wrote Atzmecho Nechosai Tu L'Shoynes, I'll be didn't consider two different shtars. Even though you only have two chasimas on the bottom, doesn't matter. We streamlined it, and consider up in two different stars. But if I say kol nechosai nesulcham matone, it's one star. It's one star. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. Let's go again. Tana rabbanon ha'evet shevi gitoi. The Adon is in Eretz Yisrael on vacation. We don't know when he's coming back.
What if he's dead?
Same thing.
But it's not going to be b'mavur. Here you can say you wait till they come back and it'll be
b'mavur. You can reach him.
Same thing. The Bezdin will say Taininan on behalf of the Lord.
So he'll never collect it. He won't be able to collect it.
He'll make a Kiyum Ashtar. If he'll succeed in making, show that the Hasimas are authentic, so then he'll collect all the Nechos.
It's not a question of waiting.
No, the waiting is, do you wait that the Yodin should come and tie the Mizuyev? He had Bezin tie his Mizuyev. If the father died, the Yodin died. The Bezin tie his Mizuyev. That's Tainina? Yeah. So again, so if the Shtar has two parts to it, because by Atzmech Unachosai Knuim Lecho, if it says to Lashonis, it's considered a Shtar Shichru Lechud, and a Shtar Matnas Nechosim Lechud, and the Yevet says on his own, this is my Shtar, but he doesn't have any Kiyum. So then the Brisa states the din. This is Tana Rabbanan, this is a Brisa. Atzmei Kona, Nechosim Lekona. But Atzmei Kona, you don't say Taininon on the Shtar Shichru, on the Cheirus. But on the Issa, you don't say Taininon. Like on the Get, you don't say Taininon. The Taisa said in the Mishnah. Oben Nechosim Lekona, because Anifra Shalei Befono, the Bezin advances Taininon. The Bezin says Taininon on behalf of the Yodom. The Gemara Hari Boyelahu, now we want to know what's the din. The Mishnah says in Peye of all places. The Mishnah says in Peyer that if you want to free the Eved Kenani by giving him a shtar and give him everything, you can write one nusach. You can write one lashon. Kol nechosai nesunim l'chav matan. You have to write atzmech nechosai, which al pidin is considered two different shtars. You can write one lashon. Kol nechosai. So that's the Gemara Shaili. Boy lehu. What if he wrote the Eved has a nusach that says kol nechosai knuim l'chav mahu? So what are you going to say? And the one shtar, it's one shtar. So we're going to split. Benegeya to my freedom, benegeya to the Eved's freedom, there's no Tainina. So he goes free. And benegeya to getting the Nechasim, he's not going to go free. So the one shtar, is it Mizuyev or is it not Mizuyev? So benegeya to the Shichrur, he says it's not Mizuyev, there's no Tainina. And benegeya to the Mominus, we're choshish that maybe it is Mizuyev.
That's Loshon, where does it say that he's
it's part of the Nechosim.
That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah Peyer.
If
not for the Mishnah Peyer, we wouldn't have said it. I remember when we learned.
Yeah, but how do we understand this from this word?
Any all the cost I need from giving the Eved everything, including himself.
It's a raya, that's an ishkazukun. It's because he can't give something which is, because he belongs to the rabbi.
But any shikhu. Hariyato ben Ferin, he can give him a shikhu.
But any shikhu is the point.
Which is included. Call the cost I can do in Muhammad Matan, include yourself. He includes the Eved himself. He's also included.
How can he give the Eved?
It's another phrase of
Yeah, it's also, you're also based on Gita Biyadah Bon Kiyafah. It's the same Chiddush. The same Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Kol Nechosa in Sun Muhammad Matan is a Lashon Shichru. One could think that it's not a Lashon Shichru, it's a Lashon Haknoah Stil Momenes.
How is it good?
The Mishnah says, yeah.
As long as we say Shichru, it's Bon Kiyafah.
If he says kol nechosai, if it says kol nechosai in the document, that includes the Yevet Shichru, so it is a Lashon Shichru. That's a Chiddush in the Mishnah and Peyer.
The last few Shichrus in the Mishnah, talking about how might he get to Eretz Yisroel.
Eretz Yisroel.
And here, it seems that the whole thing, talking about Mendino Sayam.
Why?
Because that's what Rashi says.
Who on the Yevet Kenani?
Yeah.
Eved Shevi Gitoi. Didn't say yeah.
What does Rashi say with Dina Sayam?
Yeah.
It's a difficult lashon. Rashi writes, "Ev sheim begitim dina sayam." What does he mean with dina sayam? It's the same thing.
That he has nemanis, same as Isha's nemanis by Kiel, as far as von Nichtem, von Nichtem.
If it's in Chutz Lares, then he's believed to say von Nichtem. You don't even need all of them. Let's say the Yevit has a Shtar Sheikh, says the Odin gave it to him directly, in the hand. So you don't need any von Nichtem. I don't know. I understand what Rashi said, Medina Sayam, because he's talking about such a complicated case. What does he need it for? It's a simple case. If the Yevit has a Shtar Sheikh, he says the Odin gave it to me directly. I don't know why Rashi had to give such a
Shehevi
Gita.
Oh, because it says, however, Shehevi Gita, it doesn't say Shehotzi Gita. Okay. However, Shehevi Gita sounds like he's a Shliach L'Halacha. Okay. But the verb, Shehevi, that's
how
it says.
The text goes, but what's the understanding of what's the Hezbo difference?
The same Hezbo, which we gave him in the simpler case. The Rashi is translating literally the words. Okay, Rashi is translating. The same, the din is the same. So Nachamal, the Gemara clearly is making a distinction between the two shtoris. If it says Atzmech and Nechosai, then we treat it as two different shtoris. The Shtar Shichur Lechut, Atzmech, and the Nechosai is the Shtar Matana. Savada and Ishtar, there's no Taininan. On the other Shtar, there is Taininan. That's not a problem. The question is, if it says Kol Nechosai Nesun Lechobe Matana, and the Kol Nechosai has Kol the loss of the Shichur, Rabbi Yavikanaini, and then Legabi, the one star, Legabi, Klapi, his Cherus, there's no Tainina. And Legabi, the Nechosim, there is Tainina, and so what do you do with it? Is it yeah, is it no? So that's what the Gemara says, three possibilities, three Shittas. You're dealing with the Din de Rabbanon, Nachamal, the whole Tainus Mezuyif is only with the Rabbanon. So we're dealing with a Shaila de Rabbanon. So you can say this way, you can say that way, you can say a third way. On the one hand, you can say, well, since Legabi the Shichrur, there's no Taininan, so don't say Taininan on the whole, don't make any Taininan at all, just leave it on the Din Deraisa, leave it on the Din Deraisa, and the whole Shtar is good. The same is by the Ksuba with the Meis Baal. Or you can say the reverse, that since Legabi the Nechosim, we should say Taininan, and he's part of the Nechosim, so even though his is really Yisabe Heter, and you really should never say Taininan, but since you got to say Taininan, Legabi the Nechosim, so we're going to say Taininan even on the freedom, and he doesn't have his freedom. And Rava says they're both wrong. Abaye at one time thought one way, and then he changed his mind and thought the other way. He thought you have to; the whole star has to go together. Either the whole thing is tiny, or the whole thing is not. And Rava says mechateise, the shichrur. You don't say tanina.
So it doesn't matter which way the star is written.
Doesn't make a difference. But it says atzmech unechosai, or it says kol nechosai. The same thing. Legabi his freedom, you don't say taninon. There's no problem. You leave it kosher. You leave it on the din deraisa. Legabi nechosim, you do say taninon. Fine. So this is the lashon that the Gemara calls this paginon dibur. What does this have to do with paginon dibur? So when you continue learning, the Gemara has paginon dibur discussed in other mesichtes, in other cases. There. Paginon dibur in Sanhedrin is a totally different topic, and Gansen a different story. Paginon dibur in Sanhedrin. The Rishonim quote has nothing to do with it. This is a third case of Paginon dibur, which is a local shaila in Hilchos Shtar Shichur Rabbi Knaini, like we explained. The Chiddush that the Mishnah in Peyus said that the Loshon Kol Nechosai Nesun Mechob Matana can serve as a Loshon Shichur. What if it turns out that that's all it's going to be referring to? It's only Shichur. It's not going to carry with it any Dinim Aminus at all. Does it still have this status? Is it still acceptable as a Loshon Shichur or not? That's the Machlokes. So let's see again the Gemara. Iboy lehu nachamol. They had a shaila. What if the lashon says kol nechosai tinuim lecho? It's one lashon. Mahu? What's the din? The eved. You don't have any kiyum. So legabi the shichur. You don't say tanina. Legabi the nechosim. You do say tanina. All the dinim amen. Shalom v'chanav. You say tanina. What's the loch? Amr Abaye. Originally Abaye thought v'tach shakana atzmo. Since when again to the shichur evik nayni. You don't say taninon. So kol nechosim also, the whole mezuyif, the whole tainus mezuyif is only with the rabbanon. The whole taninon over here is only with the rabbanon. So leave it on the din deraisa already. It's one star, so let him get everything. So Rabbi Tainus, why? Bishleima atzmei likni midat havia getisha. Just like you don't say taninon by getisha because it's isa v'heter. So you don't say taninon by the shtar shichur evik nayni either. It's basically it's going on isa v'heter. El nechosim loy likni. you should say Tanina and the Nechassim. Neither the Havi Akim Shtar is the Yalma.
He's saying Guy Lebomer that didn't like the garden. He learned it from Isha, so he shouldn't be better than Isha. What does he say?
No, no. He says the only exception to the rule where you don't say Tanina is an Isha Veheta, the Haina by Get Isha, and by Shtar Shikha Rebbe Knani. But when you get to the Nechassim, you should say Tanina. Momin is Momin. Momin is Momin. Ella Nechassim Zakta Leilikni. Why should you not say Tanina? You should say Tanina by the Nechassim, the Eved should not get. Meeted the Havi, since it's to be compared to Kim Shtar Yama. And all the Momenis, you say Tanina. So say Tanina over here also. Then again, hi, but it's going to turn out that the Shtar says, Kol Nechassim, it's only good for Shichru. So what? The Rav is not bothered. Hoder Amar Abai, later on Abai changed his mind. Abai changed his mind had nothing to do with the argument that Rav advanced. Taisus points out on the bottom. He doesn't give in to Rava. He just dreis fakert now. He dreis fakert. Mitoch shaloi kol anachosim.
Why should I say this?
Go the other way. That since mid the rabbanon you say tanina b'negiat to the dinim ominous aspect the kol anachosai. Even though normally b'negiat to shechar eretz nani you don't say tanina and see sereta. Here you do because it's in one shtam. Amalei Rava arise. The Rava keeps on insisting. Why? What's the problem? Bishleim anachasim loy likni shaloi befana means the adon is not here, so beznin advances taninan. Midah dehavi akim shtoris diyam. You always say taninan. Ela atma likni. Let him go free. Let him be bagloy. What's the problem? Midah dehavi getisha. That you don't say taninan shaloi befnei abal by the getisha. Ela my rabbi said. Rabbi said it doesn't make a difference. Even though the brisa only said it, the original Tana rabbanon the brisa goes atzme chun achas aknoi lucham matana. That's easy because there's two different shtaris. Here it's mamish one shtar. So he said, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether it says klar atzmechun nechassai or it says kol nechassai. It's the same halacha. Atzmechana nechassim laikana. Sure. So so far the Gemara does not use the expression pagin libur. The next halacha. So the Gemara says, amle rabar ba masan le rove. So he starts picking on rove. It turns out that the shtar says kol nechassai in selastachais, it's only going halachamai, it's only going on him, on the shichrur. Oh, that must be like Reb Shimon. He chaps on Reb Shimon, the Tana holds pagin on the bura. That's what this application means over here. Kemak Reb Shimon don't pagin on the bura. This nine, we have a mishnah where there's a machlekes the Tana kamis, not mishnah Reb Meir. This said the Tana kamis here is Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is going to disagree. What does it say? Akoyset this nine, the mishnah Peyer says. Akasa kol nechas of liyavdo. He gives the eved a shtar that says kol nechas aknuim luchav matana, and the eved is included in the kol nechas of. So the Tana Kama says yotze ben charen. That's fine. Everybody understands. That's good. That's not a problem. That's a chiddush, but there's no problem of pagina diburiya. Shir karka kol shehu. The shtar shichur says like this. Kol nechas aknuim luchav matana. Chutz from this factory, chutz from this bias, chutz from this soda. I want to keep that. So shir karka kol shehu lo yotza ben chayim. So Rambam says in such a case, the yevet does not go free. Why does the yevet not go free?
Because
it's and he has karka all over the world. Chutz mi karka zu.
Because kol and chutz is a stira.
It's not a steer. A call goes on 100 karkoes. Chutz mi echot. It's 99.
It says karka kol shehu.
A and B and C.
It doesn't say that. It says shire kol shehu. Any. No.
What?
It doesn't say yotza.
If it's not yotza, then it's not palginim.
We're not up to the palginim yet.
He doesn't specify a
karka. We're going to get to palginim when we get to Reb Shimon. Wait a minute.
He doesn't specify a karka. He doesn't specify a karka. He says,
Let's see the last Rashi on him. Shir kaka kol shelo yotz mecham. Why? The bishleima reisha, the first line in the Mishnah, kol nechas aknu lecham matana. The loy goli daitid nachas l'shir. He doesn't express any interest in holding back anything. The other one is giving all of his possessions to the Evik 90. Loy amin in the shir. So you don't say that he meant to leave out the Evik. Aval hacha, but in this case, when he writes chutz mi sode zeh, chutz mi bai zeh, aval hacha, the noches l'shiura, alost acharayin in shiurim, he's leaving a little bit over for himself. Aminon said, then we say, maybe l'didei namishir, maybe he meant to leave out the yevet also.
In other words,
what did he give l'shtar shichur for?
Yeah.
So Rashi says, v'chiyama kol nechasei l'cho, ashar nechasim koma. So when it says Kol Nechasai Chutz Misadazu, so since he's leaving out Chutz Misadazu, maybe he also meant to leave out the Yevit. So what's the whole purpose of the Shtar Shichur? What's the whole purpose of the Shtar? He said Kol Nashe Karei Kol Rabbah. The only time the Shtar is going to be meaningful is if he goes Ben Taurus and says each of the other Banki Echad, and he even can get all the Nechasim. But if he's only giving him the Nechasim, he's not giving him his freedom. So the chasm is none, nothing. So he writes, "Bilechenufi like kasi."
My children can choose one thing.
He wants to make the Yevit feel good. But he didn't mean to free him. If he would have written Atzmech Unachasai, so then fair, Atzmech, you go free, Unachasai Chutz Misadazu. But the Atzmech is the Shtar Shichur. But if he doesn't write Atzmech Unachasai, he writes Kol Nachasai Chutz Misadet Ploni.
He doesn't say Chutz Misadet Ploni. It says except for a piece of property. It doesn't specify
next
the
time.
Property.
The next
it
time it has
like
that. No. The next, Reb Shimon is going to say, even if he says chutz mi 5%, and he doesn't say which 5%, we're concerned maybe he meant the Yevit. But the Tanakhama, maybe he's the 5%. Even though the Yevit is worth much more than 5% of the total value of all of his property, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't designate which 5%, then maybe meant to leave over. No. But this kosher means he specifies a specific karka. So still, Rashi learns Pasha Pshat so far.
He
was going to
specify specific. That means Eved Nish.
That the Yevit is included in the Shichur. Yeah. So it's very strange. So that's where Rav Shimon disagrees. Okay, I would agree with Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon disagrees with the Rav Meir. He says, no, the Arnav ben Chayrin. He says, chutz misadazu. What has it got to do with the Yevit? Why should he say, b'denocha, this lishiura, since the Yodan is leaving something out, he's leaving out a specific house or a specific factory, so maybe he also meant to leave out the Yevit. Mechateise. He didn't say he's interested. So Rav Shimon disagrees. Liyolam hu ben chorin, he does go free. Had sheyomer, except in the following case, not. Kol nechasai nesun l'ploini abdi, chutz mi echad mi ribo shabem. Let's say a ribo is 10,000. Echad mi ribo is 1/10,000. So if he has $10,000 worth of property, he means he wants to give everything to the Yevit except for $1. Chutz mi echad mi ribo, $1 he doesn't want to give. So he has so much property and the Yevit is worth a fortune and he has karkos and metalkalim. So Rav Shimon says, if he says echad mi ribo, he's holding back on himself, maybe he means the Yevit. Either the Yevit is not 1/10,000, much more. So Rashi says on the top, maybe he meant the Yevit. Haino Yevit, maybe the echad mi ribo means the Yevit. Why, but the Yevit is not 1/10,000. The Ihu Lai Chashiv Lai, the Adon, didn't consider the Yevit so valuable. You're worthless. As far as I'm concerned, all the other property that I have is worth much more, and you're only worth 1/10,000 of everything. Because it's so vague, he doesn't say which 1/10,000. He just leaves it like that. I give over ownership of all of my property to my Yevit Knaini, except for 1/10,000. You don't know what he's driving at, so maybe he meant the Yevit Knaini is 1/10,000. Maybe that's the language that he says. So that's where Reb Shimon disagrees with Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the Tanakam. The Gemara says that it's Reb Meir. Even though it's a Stam Mishnah, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. It doesn't have any name. So that's a Stam Mishnah. There are two kinds of Stam Mishnah. We usually used to a Stam Mishnah. It doesn't say any name.
No
a Mishnah, no name, no machloikas. But here you have a machloikas, and the Tanakam is anonymous. That's also
it's
called a Stam Mishnah. The anonymous Tanakam is also Reb Meir.
Usually when there is a Tanakam and another Tana, then they say that when the Tanakam is the Chachamim.
Yeah, but here you have the second.
No, here the Gemara says that it's Reb Meir. It's the Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. That's how the Gemara says.
That's always, whenever there is no mention of the Tanakam, the name
I think so. I think so. If it's a Mishnah, if it's a Braisa, no. But if it's a Mishnah, so then you assume Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. So you have this machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says now, what do we read again? Omele Rav Ada Bar Masna. What's the last thing we read? Rav Ada Bar Masna tells Rav, you must be paskening like Reb Shimon. What did he say that has to do with Reb Shimon? What did Rava say again, just to be viewed? If you write Kol Nechosai, it's only going to be Chal on the Evet. So Rava said it's still good. Rava said it's still good. And Abaye was not so sure. Abaye thought maybe it's no good. Rav Ada Bar Masna thought maybe it's no good. So Rav Barba Masna says, oh, it must be based on Rav Shimon. What did Rav Shimon say that leads you to believe that he said a palgin on the Bura? Where did he see from Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says, that's no good. But where did Rav Shimon say? Where did Rav Shimon say anything about such a case? Very unclear. So that's where Rashi and Tosafot have to work very hard. Where did the Gemara see anything in Rav Shimon? So it's a machlek. You see the details. The top Rashi and the top Tosafot. So Rashi writes on the fourth line from the top. Umidikom or Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says la'olam hu ben chayrin. The first Tana was Rav Meir. So what's the Rav Meir gezok? If sheir karka kolshu, if he says chutz mi sadezu, toik shaynish. Because once he's saying chutz, if he says atzmech nechas hay chutz mi sadezu, then it's okay, so atzmech. But if he says kol nechas hay chutz mi sadezu, so then Rashi explained bit enoches lishir, since he's making an exception, so it's a little bit, it's already a suffix, maybe he meant to leave out the Eved also, and the Eved doesn't go for Rav Shimon says mechateise, liyolum hu ben chayrin, where do you see that? So Rav Shimon, we understand Rav Shimon. We side with Rav Shimon. We think Rav Shimon is right, intuitively. Everybody thought Rav Shimon was right. We didn't understand the Rav Meir. The Gemara is going to back out from that pshat anyway in Rav Meir. The Maskana, another 20 line. So we understand Rav Shimon, but why does Rav Shimon say, Le'oilom hu ben chorin? So Allah zogun, Rav Shimon, Oimer, Hareze ben chorin. And the case of Rav Meir, he says, you're wrong. Hareze ben chorin, Ad sheyoyma, chutz miyach miribay. La'olam himicharon sounds like he's even disagreeing in another case. Not in addition to the case that Rav Meir says, there's another case that Rav Meir says lo yotze ben charon, and Rav Shimon holds that it is yotze. So what's that additional case? Oh, so the Gemara leaves it up to your imagination. So Rashi and Tosafot imagined in different directions. So Rashi had one imagination, Tosafot has a different. So Rashi says like this: the case is like he said before. The Adon has a lot of karkos, and he says, he writes, kol nechas aknuim lecha mi matona, chutz mi sode echad, chutz mi beis kur echad. And he doesn't designate which sode and which beis kur. So what's taka the din? Forget about such a complicated Eved. I give you a shtar matona, and I own karkos in 100 different states, 100 different countries. So I give you a shtar matana that says kol karka oisa shebucholam kulam son lucha matana chutz misode echad.
You don't know which one.
Rashi claims that the din is that you get nothing.
Because we don't know which one.
Maybe this is the one. Maybe this is the one.
No, that's not
right. No,
okay.
Plain case. First one, easy case. So Rashi says that you get nothing. So Tosafot says mehecha Tosafot. Why do you get nothing? Tosafot quotes the Rashi. So they say they never heard of such a thing. Pirish Bekunches, from the Kama, the top Tosafot. Shimon says the word La'olam, Mashma, that even in the following case. Because Lechutz in basic Karka, the Hashto Lekona, Shum Karka, the Lekech isn't kind of anything. Why? The Bechol Chad Vachad, every Shtikol Karka, Ikalamema, Kemen Zogun, Dainu Hushashir. So Tosafot says they never, Kasha. They never heard of such an afagav del his kashem hakarka. He doesn't specify which karka he's leaving out. He says chutz misada echad. So you should be kind of nothing. Why? You kind of everything. You kind of all. I have 100. You kind of 99. And I'm oitzim mechavei olafara. I have the right to pick whichever one I want to keep. One karka is worth $1,000,000. One karka is worth $1,000. One karka is worth $100. So yad balashtar ala tachtoin. I'm oitzim mechavei olafara. The muchzuk, the marakame, the noisin, amatana.
says, isn't that the din? You have to have it ala tachtanim.
says, isn't that the din? Yadu Eved Allah Tachtani, Vikachod and Liyatz, Mabes Kome Idis. Let him pick the best one, Kiddus Nana, as the Mishnah Baba Basra says. The Mishnah Baba Basra, and on the end of Menachis, the Mishnah Baba Basra, and Rashi, what is he talking about? It's an often, what did they quote from Beis Kur? And Mishnah and Beis Kur, Baba Basra, Dab Kuvzayn, Chatzi Soda, Ani Moichalacho, I sell you half of the field. So state Yaniach Lo Chatzi Sodeu. What does that mean? How do you translate the word Yaniach Lo? The Gemara says there, Pshat in the Lashon HaMishnah, the Lakech Neitel Kochush Yad Balashnah Tachtoina. That you cannot pick out which half of the sod have a big half. One is very good, one the other half is no good. So I pick out whichever half I want to keep. You're not the one to decide which one. Neitel Kochush means you take the weakest half, because Yad Balashnah Tachtoina, Hametz Mecher Elevarai. So yes, they don't understand how can Rashi say such a thing. He's not going to anything. Isn't it against the mission? Isn't it against the mission of Bava? So some, I think the Peshua, some of the Achranim say that Rashi only said you're not going to anything if I'm selling Bishtar. And the mission that goes over there, that I'm selling Bikesef. Ashtar, you have to have a Sipur HaMaisa Bikesef. Let's say I give you a blank piece of paper. It doesn't say anything. It says Bereshit Barlakim. Parshas Bahar. It doesn't say anything about the Kinyan. Give me a piece of paper. That's not a shtar. So if I give you a piece of paper that says, I'm selling you all of my kaklas except for what? So since you don't know whether you're coming and you're going, so Rashi holds you kind of nothing. Right, but the Mishnah says you kind of everything except for one. That's by Kesef. By Kesef, there's no requirement that you don't need a nusach, you don't need a text. So you don't need a text. I say, about them. I'm giving you everything except for one, so we'll figure out which one. So then Rashi would say, then Rashi's masking with the Mishnah, then you wouldn't say Yad Balashtar. The Gemara is a lot of Yad Balashtar Tachtein. Okay. Yad Halakech Tachtein. Okay. So that's what some, so some Achrenim want to say that that's the issue. I think the Pnei Yeshua and others want to say that that's the issue of Rashi. The Rashi over here is only talking about Shtar, special deal in Shtar, then whatever it's unclear in Shtar, so you get nothing. And the Mishnah in Bava Basra and the Gemara in the end of Menachos also says the same thing, that's going to be Kesef, not Bishtar. Others learn that it's not so. They run on the Rif, learns, no. Rashi does make a difference. Whether you're selling the Kesef or Bishtar, you get nothing. Why? Because of the halacha of Ein Breire. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, whether Yesh Breire, Ein Breire. And the Gemara, how do we paskin? So we pass him, but there is the Ein Breire with respect to Dinam Darabona, no Breire with respect to Dinam Darabona, Yesh Breire. What does it mean, Breire? So Breire means like this. I want to make a halois now, but I didn't decide yet on which thing I want to make the halois. I want to sell you one of my two homes. Let's say I have two wives, and it's too expensive to have two wives. I can't take it. And they both have the same name, Rachel. I want to get rid of one of the two wives. I didn't make up my mind which one I want to divorce. So I tell the Sefer, Ksev get lishti, leizah sher, it's agar shena. We had that Mishnah.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah says that it's no good. So the Gemara says, why? Shmamina, ein brera. Shmamina, ein brera. If you would have said yesh brera. He says, I want to write a get for my wife, and I'm going to decide later which wife. If I decide the older wife, so it should be for the older. I want to decide for the younger wife. So that's called Ein Breire. I want it to be Chal now, and now it's not yet determined. That's what Tesis says. Right, that's what Tesis points out on that Gemara. Tesis points out on that Gemara, Chidush. It's really not what it says in the Gemara. Here, the Tesis Chav Dalar on the base. The Tesis lays the Sheretz HaGarish Puzzle. So the Gemara Meforesh Meshum Ein Breire. The Gemara says it's a Din and call it Tarkula Ein Breire. So Oy Marie. That you can ding zechta. Filu man the sabra biyama yesh brera. Even if in general in other cases all yesh brera. Hachamayde mishum de bekasav lo lishma mashma shehei mevura b'shas ksiva. Maybe it's a special din lishma. Okay, so that's the chiddush of the Bali Tosis. We're machmatatu. A lot of chumis and shulchan aruch based on this Tosis. That lishma is more chomer than other things. But what does it say? We're leaving out the Tosis and the Gemara. The Gemara gave that as an example of brera. There are many, many cases of brera. So the Ran on the Rif on this Rashi quotes the Rashi. He says that Rashi is based on the din that benegir to dinam deraisa ein brera. I give you a shtar, leave out the shichur abeknayin. It just complicates my. I give you a shtar or a makne bekesef. Doesn't make a difference. The Iran does not distinguish between kesef as opposed to shtar. A makne one field and I didn't designate which field. I have 100 fields. Or Machna 99 fields and I didn't say which yeah and which no. And I'm leaving out one. Does it make a difference when I'm Machna 1 and I don't designate? I'm Machna all minus 1 and I don't designate. I don't designate which one is the one that I'm leaving out. In either case, since it's not clear, so you're not kind of anything. You cannot have a chalais on a dovish ain't a mavura. That's taloch aveim breirin. That's taloch aveim breirin.
It's not, the contract is not finished. Yeah. The shahad is not finished.
It's nothing.
Because nothing. Yes, breirin, that means. It's not finished.
Not only by shtar, even by kesef also it wouldn't be good. No, it's not because it's not finished. Not because it's not finished, no.
Well,
you cannot have a chalais.
Since he has a choice, then what's
it's
really
unclear
the
unclear.
What's
chalan
so
and what's...
Not a finished shtar. It's
not so much a problem. It's even by Afrashas Truman, by everything. It's by kind of shvisa zayin, like an Erev in the Gemara has. I'm walking on the road and I don't want to go. Erev Shabbos is getting late and I'm not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. So I want to be kind of shvisa under a certain tree. So I said, I want to be kind of shvisa under the tree. Under the tree is such a big wide area. You only kind of shvisa dalar amas al dalar amas. So which dalar amas do you want to be kind of? Northeast, southwest, where? So if he doesn't designate where, so the Gemara says name Brera. You can't just be kind of shvisa somewhere under the tree. If it's a little tree that doesn't give so much shade and the hole under the tree is only dalar amas, you kind of shvisa under the tree. But if it's a big tree, gives a lot of shade, and under the tree has many, you can inscribe there, many squares of dalar amas, and it doesn't designate which area of dalar amas wants to be kind of shvisa, light them at garnish, the Gemara says, because you say embrera. Embrera is a dinner called terukula. All cases where you want to create a halois, the Gemara has later in Gittin. Yeah, you cannot create a halois on a dovah shein mevur. That's the clause. Right. So that's Rashi Shita. Either Rashi means to say shtar versus kesef. Yes, by shtar is a special thing because you have to have a little more mefurish in a shtar. But perhaps the Ran says within Rashi that it's based on Ein Breira. This is the Ran. This Ran on the Rif says that according to this comment that Rashi made, this shows that the here's page 4, the top run. The other run he quoted was also page 4, the bottom. Salka Shmaitzim he quoted the Yerushalmi. And this is the top run on page 4. This run is a famous run. There is an institution that the Gaonim started, that whenever you want to make a Kinyan Agav, let's say somebody owes me money. He owes me $1,000 and I want to transfer the debt to somebody else. How can you be Makna Halvor? So the Gemara says you can be Makna Halvor with the Kinyan Agav. If I'm Makna Karka to you, let's say I want to be Makna to you Karka and Metalkli. So the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, there's no need for you to make a Kinyan on the Karka and another Kinyan separate on the Metalkli. Just make a Kinyan on the Karka and the Metalkli come along. A Pasuk and Divayam in the Gemara quotes. You can be kind of. The Gemara says it doesn't even have to be. The Gemara says even if the metal, the Gemara has a shaila. The Gemara says you don't require tzivurim. There's no need for the metal form to be sitting on top of the karka. It can be in two different parts of the world also. If I'm makne karka and metal form to the same person for sure, so all you need is the kinyan and the karka metal form go along. Agav, kinyan agav. So what happens if I don't have any karka? I don't have any karka. So the goyim started a whole institution. Say you're makna agav dalar amas in Eretz Yisrael. Who says that you have dalar amas in Eretz Yisrael? So the goyim said, "Velchayid hotnish ken dalar amas." My father's still alive. How can I have dalar amas? One whose parents are not alive. At least his father's not alive. So you can say yarshin from the father. Dalar amas. His father got it beirush from his father. There is karka in Eretz Yisrael, belongs to the Klal Yisrael.
Right.
My father's still alive, so I don't have any karka unless I bought karka, and I didn't buy karka. So
right.
I can't get birush if the Moirish is alive. I can't get from my rich uncle. How can I get from my rich uncle? It has to go to my father.
Okay.
Unless my mother's brother died.
Right.
Yeah, my mother's brother died after my mother died. If my mother's brother would die while my mother were alive, so the mother gets the Irusha. My mother had one brother, only one brother and all the rest of the sisters. So if the brother died and all the sisters are alive, so the sisters get the Irusha. And then when my mother passed away, so my father would get the Yerusha, Abal Yerusha's sister, but my mother died from her brother. So then when the brother dies, my mother doesn't Yarshin Bekevet to give to my father. It doesn't go. That's called Ro'ui. And Abal Yerusha's sister, Berei Kamamusa. So Kaka, I got the Yerusha from the rich uncle. $5, whatever, I didn't get it yet. The $5 from the rich uncle, I get. Yeah, so if he, okay, so the rich uncle had Karka and Eretz Yisrael, so maybe I do have dollar on this next stuff. Okay, but if both parents are alive, well, it's not shaykh that he should have. So this is what the Goyim started on Ayazach. Everybody can always make a Kinyan Agav, even though you know that you don't have any Karka. Agav dollar on the Eretz Yisrael, ain't l'chol adam Yisrael, she ain't l'dollar on the Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam quotes this institution of the Goyim. They call it Takonis HaGoyim. Why is it a takana? It's a hamtzah. It's an einfa. Why is it a takana? So the Rambam says that it's a dvarim elu ruuim gruim ve'lismach aleim. He says shvachem ma'ase. He shouldn't be lying. It doesn't make sense. He argues number one. Who says that he has dalan amish beretz Yisrael? What do you mean? Who says? Get a birusha. My rich uncle. The rich uncle died after my mother, so I did get the dalan amish. So the Kesem Mishnah says, who says maybe my mishpacha are all gerim? Maybe my rich uncle Gemen Ager. I know he wasn't a Ger because my grandmother was not. Maybe my grandmother's all the way back. Maybe they were Gerim and they never had a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Who says that they have a right to Yarshin, the original people who owned Eretz Yisrael? Maybe they were Ger. So the Rambam says, number one, who says that is that you're from people who are descendants of the original people who owned? Maybe you're from Bnei Gerim who don't have any Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam argues number two, and even if you are entitled. And even if you were, maybe you were Levi. Okay, the Levim also had the Memphis Ariel. And then the Rambam says, and even if you are entitled to a dollar Amis and Eretz Yisrael, look the Rambam, but it ain't a Bishusa. It's held by the Turks, it's held by the Arabs, it's held by the Christians, whatever. What's the
Chadavish and the Bishusa? It's held by the Arabs, huh?
Huh?
My dollar Amis is held by the Arabs.
Maybe. In the days of the Rambam, that means none of Eretz Yisrael was in Jewish control at that time. What are you going to come to Eretz Yisrael and going to tie in the chayis that I want my karka? They're going to laugh at you. They're not going to give you the karka. So the Rambam says, even if it's shaloi, but it's ain't a b'shusa. These are the two arguments that the Rambam has. He says that the institution of the goyim is wrong. You cannot just be makna agav dalan amis shaloi b'Eretz Yisrael. Number one, who says that he has dalan amis? Maybe the Tes Mishnah says, maybe he's from Bnei Gerim. And number two, even if he has a dalan amis, the Rambam, it's ain't a b'shusa. He's not going to be able to get it, and it's not shaykh. The Ran also attacks the Goyim, and he gives a different reason. He says, let's say, my rich uncle who died after my mother, so I got Taka the Yerusha, so maybe I Taka have Dalan Amis and Eretz Yisrael, but the rich uncle, his stomach had a little more than Dalan Amis and Eretz Yisrael. His stomach had, so which Dalan Amis? If I say I'm Makna Agav, Kol HaKarka Sheyesh Li Beretz Yisrael, it's good. But the way the Goyim worded it, they ruined it. I say, Amakna Agab Dalar Amis. Velcha Dalar Amis. So if you don't say what? So life from Megonish. You're left with nothing. That's exactly what the Mishnah says in Erevin, the Gemara in the middle of Erevin, Daf Nun and Daf Nentes, I think, where the Gemara says, I want to be Koinish Visa, Tachas HaElon. And Tachas HaElon is such a big tree, there are a lot of areas of Dalar Amis of Dalar Amis. The Gemara says, since Ein Breire, so you're not Koinish Visa anywhere. You don't say that you're Koinish Visa and you can't figure out where, so you go Lechumer in all directions. No. You say Ein Breire means that it's not Chal at all. You're left with nothing. So that's the Ran says that according to this Rashi, the way Rashi understands this Gemara, that whenever I sell property to someone else, and it doesn't matter b'shtar or b'kesef, the Ran holds, doesn't make a difference. Whenever I'm selling and I want to be makna now, and it's unclear, it's not determined what the kinyan is chal on, which is the one exception, 99 you're kinyan, one you're not kinyan, it's not clear which, so you're left with nothing, you're kinyan nothing because of Ein Breir. So that's the Ran's tying against the goyim. How can they write such a nusach? Amakna agav dalan amis b'Eretz Yisrael. You don't specify which dalan amis. You're left with nothing. If you want to make, you should say hamakna agav kol hakarka sheyesh li b'Eretz Yisrael. But that's not what they said. They said agav dalan amis. But then you can only make a kinyan agav once in your life.
Once
you did it, that's how Tosis and Baba Basra Taina is like that. So once you made Tosis and Cheskes Abatan, so you lost your dalan amis. And the Goyim write it that this solves all the problems. Just every time you want to make a Kinyan Agav, just makna. Yes, how can it be?
It's a
big enough. So I thought that maybe we're choishes for the Shittas Rabbi, even though we don't really say Shehayom. maybe b'chayshish for the shittas Rav Yo, and we want to have that all brachas should be in biblical Hebrew, so that's why we're always medactic to have the smaller number first. Then I looked tonight, before I came, I looked in the Ksav HaKabbalah, and he says that that's not the rule. You have Lamashal in the beginning, by Yankev Avinu, you have by Sora, you have by Sora, Me'a Shonim, Yankev Shonim, V'Shev HaShonim. And that Pasuk,
right, the higher one.
Ibn Ezra points out, I didn't know. So Bemis and the Chumash, or by the Mem Ches Ori Halvim, it also says, Harboi Mishmoine Eir. It doesn't say Shmoine Barboi Meir. So the Mefarshim and the Chumash say, there is no rule. In biblical Hebrew, there is no other rabbi. The Ksav HaKabbalah claims that the rule is fakeret, and the others are exceptions to the rule. He says the rule is in biblical Hebrew, you put the larger number first, and once in a while you have it the other way also. So Taka Pel, I don't know the answer. Why don't we change the Nusach of Sfiras Oimer?